executive order has been signed by President Trump dealing with homeland security and cybersecurity. It's part of an effort to move the federal government into the cloud. Tom Bossert, Homeland Security Advisor, was asked to quantify the number of cyber attacks on the federal government from other entities from around the world, to include government agencies from other countries.
We see that happen, and we then start getting into a numbers game. And what I think would be a better argument right now, not to cut off that question, it's a reasonable one, but the better answer here is for us to figure out how we can provide a better collective defense of our federal IT and those networks and data that we operate. If we do it based on an individual attack basis, we're probably looking at it in the wrong way.
So was this person correct when they said from entities from around the world?
I would say it this way without numbers. The trend line is going in the wrong direction. We see additional attacks, additional numbers, additional volume, and occasionally additional successes that trouble us. And that's the best way I can quantify that for you today.
A former Obama administration official said there are tens of thousands of attempts from other governments around the world to hack the U.S. government's cyber system. The Trump administration views the federal government and each agency as an enterprise when it comes to cybersecurity efforts. April Ryan, AURN News.